Joshua chapter 8, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given it into thy hand, the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. So immediately after the execution of Achan, because God's justice was satisfied, he assured Joshua that he doesn't have to be afraid. And we don't have to be afraid when we confess our sins. God's justice is satisfied through Jesus Christ, and he doesn't hold a grudge. Thank the Lord for that. We may be embarrassed to confess our sin. We may feel ashamed to confess our sin, but that is God's will for you, and to accept his forgiveness. 2. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for booty unto yourselves. Lay thee in ambush for the city behind it. Achan got in trouble because he took things from Jericho after God told Israel not to do that. Well, here God says, after you defeat Ai, you may take whatever you want. You know, if Achan had only waited to do things God's way, rather than trying to force things his own way, the Lord would have blessed him with material possessions. If he had just waited, just wait. Wait in the will of God. Persevere in the will of God and let him bless you. Don't take matters into your own hands, because you won't enjoy the things that you get. And God wants to bless you, but you have to wait. Just hang in there for God's time. 3. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. So Joshua took the entire army, just as God commanded. But out of that army, he picked some of his toughest fighters and set them in the back of the city as an ambush. Verse 4, and he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. So they have to stay close to the city because they'll have to move in once Ai's forces are drawn out. Verse 5, and I and all the people who are with me will approach unto the city. And it shall come to pass, when they come out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. And remember last time Israel attacked? Remember they ran off scared, and they did, and they were scared. They attacked, i.e. counterattacked, and Israel ran scared. Well, Joshua says, we're going to make it look as if history is repeating itself. We're going to do the exact same thing this time, with a twist, as we will see. Verse 6, for they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, they flee before us as at the first. Therefore, we will flee before them. And it was such a complete rout the first time that the Ai army will leave the city without a second thought, chasing after them again. And meanwhile, Israel will keep running. They'll just keep running in order to draw the army far away enough from the city so that there's no chance of them saving it from the ambush. 7. Then ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. So when the ambush sees the Ai soldiers, sees that they are far enough away from the city, then they need to be ready, because it's just about time for them to enter into the city. God uses whatever creativity he gives us when it suits his purpose. And that's what you're seeing here. Verse 8, and it shall be, when ye have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire. According to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua doesn't mean that they must destroy the whole city with fire, because God already told them that they could take whatever they wanted. But the fire needed to be big enough to serve as a signal. Verse 9, Joshua therefore sent them forth, and he went to lie in ambush and stayed between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. So Joshua sends his special forces off to hide behind the city of Ai. Meanwhile, he stays with the main army in order to lead them into this battle. This is going to be great. Verse 10, and Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. Did you notice that Joshua is always getting up early? A leader has to be ready before those he leads so that he can help them get ready. Verse 11, and Joshua was a hard worker. He prepared. 11, and all the people, even the people of war who were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched camp on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And so the main army stations itself right in front of the city. They're acting as if they intend to storm straight in and take it like they tried the first time. And the soldiers in Ai are probably thinking, what a bunch of losers. They're not only good fighters, but they don't even come up with any new kind of strategy. Verse 12. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and those lying in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. So the troops are deployed, the main army north of the city, and that ambush to the west of the city. Everything is set. Everything is in place. 14, and it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hastened and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain. But he knew not that there lay an ambush against him behind the city. So the men of Ai could not wait to get out and fight with Israel again. This is going to be great. At the break of dawn, they move out with all the confidence in the world. Verse 15. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. Joshua and the army take off towards the wilderness, running as if they were a bunch of cowards, just like the first time. 16. And all the people who were in Ai were called together to pursue after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. Oh, they really planned on giving Israel a good beating this time. Not only because they were the enemy, because they were so stupid, they tried to attack again in the exact same way, even though it failed miserably. They were going to show them who's boss. Every man in the city was ordered to leave Ai and pursue the Israelites. We're going to give it to them good. And that is exactly what Joshua hoped that they would do. They are playing right into his hands. 17. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who went not out after Israel. See, they all wanted a piece of Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. They didn't even think about the possibility of an ambush. They left their city totally defenseless. God gives wisdom to those who walk with him. Wisdom that the ungodly are often without. 18. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thy hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. The city will fall, because God promised that it would. Joshua holding out his javelin was symbolic that God was fighting for Israel. It was as if Joshua was saying, "Here, Lord, take my weapon. It's your fight." 19. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city and took it and hastened and set the city on fire. That stretched out javelin was a sign that the ambushers were waiting for. That's the one. And so they took the city and they set the signal fire. 20. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up into heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people who fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. The men of Ai must have thought, "Hey, we're chasing the Israelite army like we did the last time. Why have they stopped? Why did they stop and turn around? Why are they all looking behind us, gazing at our city?" They could tell that they weren't looking at them. The Israelites weren't looking at them. They were looking beyond them to the city. And then they turned around and saw that their city was burning. And all of a sudden, reality hit home. They're not too confident anymore. All of a sudden, Israel doesn't look so stupid and scared anymore. 21. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. So Israel is no longer running. They are attacking. And that's not the only surprise for the men of Ai. Look at 22. And the others issued out of the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. The ambush soldiers attacked from one side. Joshua and his men attacked from the other side. And the men of Ai were caught in the middle. And Israel cut them down, meaning this was more of a massacre than a fight. 23. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. No survivors among the men of Ai, except for the king, who they bring alive to Joshua. 24. And it came to pass, when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness, wherein they chased them, and when they had all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. The entire population was killed. That means everyone. God is a righteous judge. God passed sentence on that city because of their sin, and he commanded Israel to execute that sentence. And we learned that God means business when he says he's going to destroy sinners who do not change. And as for any who may have died before the age of accountability, they went to paradise. And they're a lot better off than if they had grown up in that sinful environment, because they would eventually just died and gone to hell. 25. And so it was that all who fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. It wasn't a very big city, only 12,000 in population. 26. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Joshua held up that javelin, which was symbolic of prayer, until the job was completely done. Lesson: it's very important to persevere in prayer and not quit when you see the answer begin to come. It's very important to pray through to the very end.